myself, I'm a victim of this party where I come from in the south of Senegal, in Casamance. And then, of course, I was like a witness of the death of two little babies in my village.
Were you forced into it?
They cut me without asking me. But me, myself, I just decided as an artist to just raise my voice, to aid my voice to the movement, to just talk about human rights and abandonment of this party.
Do you think your message is getting through? Are less girls being cut?
Yeah, definitely. The only problem is just the age that they used to cut the girl, they are still young to really get a message to say, I don't want or I want, you know. And most of the African women, they just do it not because of like wickedness. They do it because they want to protect their own children against who? Against their own community. Because if they are not there, it's like outcast. They cannot like cook food. For example, in my village, I would be not able to get married or to greet old people. I'm not invited in ceremonies in the village. I'm just like, worse than an animal, you know. The message that I'm giving is just like to the young people who would be like mother, then they can understand in the future if they have children that this is a violation of human rights.
But you know that for many societies across Africa, cutting is a very sensitive subject. Many societies think it's their right to do it, and it's mainly women who actually back it. They don't like outsiders interfering and condemning them.
Yeah, the thing is, I can also understand them. I think this is why this practice is still going on in Africa, because many NGOs who have the possibility to really bring the good information, their approach is not completely like what good is, I think. It's my point. For example, the word mutilation in French have a very close neighborhood, like to cut with the intention to punish the person, to cut with the intention to hurt the person. And it's usually not the case of some of the mothers who cut their children. They cut them because they want them to be in the norm of the society.
Do you think in your lifetime you'll see an end to the practice?
Definitely, because there is hundred and hundred of community who make some declaration of abandonment already in Senegal and other African countries. I think it's important to talk about it and to show also that with African women, if you explain them clearly and with a lot of respect, they used to say, yes, this is true.
Now you'll be talking to the British House of Commons. What do you hope to achieve by that?
For me, it's first at all to just bring a message from African women who like understand that this is like not very good, and they care about people who care about the health of their own children.
Of course, you're a rap star. You use your music to get your music across. Can you do a little bit of rap for me?
Come on. Do re mi fa man mai sister fa digli ma ni ke bram ram nam nek fa lu ma xawu ci microphone da may muñ bako fa.
What is that? What are you saying?
I was just saying like do re mi fa, I'm sister fa, then listen to me, some stuff like, you know.
Oh, okay. Do you have any thoughts on what is happening in Senegal and President Ouad running for a third term?
Yes, one of my little brothers is actually in jail because he was prostituting. Ouad is definitely old. I respect him a lot. I know he's a very wise person, but he's 84 years old. Sorry for Ouad, but he can go to retreat now.